Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
Alakia, greetings. Yes, we are moving on up. You have the Care to Read Room with Omiika Seven as your host, the advocate you need, and the advisor you want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to today's feature show. We're dealing with the principles of initiation. This is the last day of the month, and we've already 2 days into our new segment, Principles of Initiation. We'll be covering the heroic stage of initiation today. We also have a guest for you this evening. We're going to be talking about science of the mind, and we have a lecturer on to talk with you this evening. His name is Ed Lamberger. He's coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is a longtime lecturer who works in the area of science of the mind. He has lectured and written many books and materials that he produced, and he will talk to you about his ABCs book, which he is in the process of re-editing. We're going to have him post his website as well as the information for his material. We're going to have him come on in just a minute. We want to say hello to Ed without any further ado, and then we're going to get on with the show. Ed, you're in the atmosphere. How are you? Hello, Ed, you're in the atmosphere. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, and thank you very much for participating and being one of our co-hosts on this show this evening. We definitely appreciate it. So we're going to have you come in the atmosphere, Ed, in a few minutes. We're going to do a little house cleaning and get some things done. We do a ritual in this classroom where we prepare for the ceremonial process, because before we can do any speaking, we have to go through our ritual where we actually clean ourselves in purification. And we do a little affirmation, a little meditation. If you don't mind participating with us, and I was wondering, are you able to come back and give the listening audience a little bit more about yourself, your background, and some of your accomplishments? Is that all right?
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay, very good. And let me go ahead and take station identification, do a little house cleaning, and we'll be right back at you, Ed, in the atmosphere. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you for being a part of our second segment this evening. And do we have a treat for you? We're going to do a double whammy today. We're going to talk a little bit about the principles of initiation, and we're going to have Ed talk about science of the mind. He is an expert in this area, and he's going to tell us the difference between affirmation and affirmative, where you work on affirmative prayers and affirmation. Sometimes we can get that confused, but he's going to clarify that for us and also tell us a little bit about how he got started in the area of science of the mind and how it differs from Christian science. We're going to be right back with you, ladies and gentlemen, in the atmosphere. And right now we're going to do a little house cleaning, and I'm going to bring on the power of faith, because we know we can't do anything without the power of faith.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart when it seems a lie, a fall?
is the blood of the Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. We are now ready to go into the talking cure. As the drums proceed to bring us into the talking cue, you may line up and position yourself. Taking deep breaths, meditating in and out, preparing ourselves for the talking cure. This is a segment where you can tap in and get the healing you need. We're meditating on nothing but the word as we get ready to go in to the meditation. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet, and if you have your list of names of family members that have gone on before you, please get them ready. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Coming into the sanctuary, this is a very important ritual for the family, that we go in one by one, two by two, and four by four. Harry, come into the sanctuary, and let's prepare for the meditation, the talk is here. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Stand to your feet, because you are now standing on holy ground. We pour libation. We pour libation to the east. We pour libations to the west. We pour libations to the south. And we pour libations to the north. Is the purification complete, Baba?
Purification is complete.
Thank you very much. As you stand with me, ladies and gentlemen, preparing to go into meditation, as you stand with me, going deep into yourself, as you meditate on the thoughts of nothing but clear purification. Purifying yourself before the Creator is very important. As you meditate on the thought of God's goodness and His grace and mercy, taking deep breaths in and out, exhaling the negative forces, inhaling and embracing the positive forces, taking those deep breaths in and out, allowing yourself to slip into a trance, breathing in and out. This is the method that you will take, that you will take your own self into meditation. Remember, we're studying the comedic way, the natural way of transitioning into the underworld, where we find things in the natural. What we're experiencing now is only but an illusion, as we begin to understand that in the trans world, we can tap into the right side of our brain, and we can master those things that could not be mastered in the natural. Doing this and remembering at all times, focusing, taking deep breaths at all times. Ladies and gentlemen, as we go into the talking cure, I ask that you will begin to repeat your family members' names that have gone on. We have to acknowledge those whose shoulders we stand on. I'd like to acknowledge my family, my mother's side of the people, family. I light a candle for my mother's side of the family so that they may have light as they make their transition on into glory. I light a candle for my father, Robert Jenkins' side of the family, that they may have a light so that they may transition on. I set a glass before my mother's side of the family to quench their thirst so that they may have fluid and be refresh. I set a glass before my father's side that their family members may have their thirst quenched. And I say, Ashe, Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to tap into the frequencies. Your needs can be met now. Your needs can be met now. Whatever you need in your family, it is here, ladies and gentlemen. Tap in and send frequencies to those that are weaker than you. Shake your hands before you and allow the vibration of your hands to send the forces out into the atmosphere to heal those that cannot help themselves, to heal those children, those family members. Send the frequencies out and the vibration. Allow yourself to be able to comfort someone else in their shortcomings. Breathing in and out, taking deep breaths, thinking nothing but on the kindness and goodness of the Creator. Pause with me for a period of quietness and solitude. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going with me on The Talking Cure. I'd like to thank you for being a part of The Talking Cure with me. And as we get ready to go into the topic for discussion this evening, I'd like to reintroduce Mr. Ed Lamberger to you. He's coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's going to give you a little bit more background history about him. He is a long-time trained science of the mind, working with developing curriculum and materials for working with affirmations. And also, he is going to tell us the difference between affirmation prayer and doing the affirmative work with the spoken word. And I'm going to have him come on right now because he's been in the atmosphere for a while. Mr. Lamberger, you're in the atmosphere, and we will be doing question and answers, but I'd like you to bring us into how you came to know about science of the mind and your long journey with the writing and your experience with working with families and individuals. You have the atmosphere, Mr. Lamberger.
Well, thank you. My journey into science of mind began, really it was 1994. I just happened to go into a grocery store. I was looking for a magazine, a science magazine called Discover Magazine. And right next to that magazine was a little half of a size magazine, about the same size as the Jet magazine. And it said Science of Mind and had an orange cover. And I thought, well, this must be something about psychology. So I put it in my cart and I bought it and came home with it and opened it up. And I thought, oh, no, this is about religion. And I kind of had dismissed religion, you know, many years earlier, probably in high school, college. But I read an article by a guy named Ernest Holmes, and it really spoke to me. I thought, this is pretty interesting here. I didn't expect to be finding that. Well, I went back the next month and bought the magazine. There was another article by Ernest Holmes. I didn't know who Ernest Holmes was. I thought, well, you know, maybe he's on staff, working on staff there. But it turns out that he's the person who his philosophy, Science of Mind, is built around his philosophy. And he wrote this book called Science of Mind. Well, there was a couple copies of it. I think there was a 1926 edition and a 1938 edition. And I think a lot of it forms the basis of what I believe. It's it resonated with me. And it's a process of using our thinking process to help cleanse our mind-body experience, to bring ourselves into a greater sense of well-being, a greater sense of prosperity, and we do it with the gift that we're given, and that is this process of thinking, and that every thought that we think is really like a seed planted in the soil, and when we sow the seeds of well-being, when we sow the seeds of love and prosperity, of course, we're planting those seeds in the universal soil of the mind, and those things start to grow when we have faith and belief. And that's kind of what the science of mind is. The way I think of it now, I like the science of mind a lot, and I like to, I mean, Ernest Holmes mentioned that this is a philosophy that is open at the top as new information comes in. Of course, we have to embrace it. And for me right now in my studies and in my philosophy, it's searching for the truth. What is the truth about this existence that we're in? And how can I contact the truth? And how can I get truth working for me and the people around me? So it's spirituality from the standpoint of let's figure out what the truth really is. And let's embrace that philosophy and use it to enrich our lives, not only our personal life, but the lives of people that we come in contact with. As I've worked with Science of Mind, taking classes, I started to write different things. I did meditation for a long time, and I still do meditation, not as religiously as I did. I did for 5 years. I would do 1 hour every morning. And when you people who meditate, they know that a lot of revelations come to you when you meditate, and those things that are really maybe only meant for that individual that's meditating. And we get a lot of information coming us right from the universal and filtered right through our own brain and our own mind-body experience. And I started to write, maybe it would be like gratitude type of words. And every morning after my meditation, I would start to write. And that's how this book, Alphabet Treats, was born. And Alphabet Treats is a book that's A to Z nuggets of nourishment for spiritual consumption. You can see it at my website. It's thespiritcenter.net, not .com, but .net, net. thespiritcenter.net. And what I've done with these, I call them affirmative prayers. In Science of Mind, they call them spiritual mind treatments, but it's really an affirmative prayer. It's taking affirmations to another level. Now, let me explain. You were mentioning the what's the difference between an affirmation and an affirmative prayer. Well, affirmations are great in and of themselves, and that I could speak something to myself. It's a self-talk solution. I could say, I am prosperous. And, of course, every time we make a declaration of the I am, it's the same declaration as the great creator. The great creator makes it the declaration, I am that I am, and here I am showing up. And the great creator makes the declaration, I am for you, and there you are showing up right here on this plane, pure living spirit in manifest form. So we declare I am. I declare I am prosperous. And it's all well and good unless I get something from the outside that makes me challenge that affirmation and make me weaken it. Like if I get a notice in the mail that kind of tells me, well, maybe I'm not so prosperous. At that time, it can kind of weaken my resolve. And really what I want to do is strengthen my mind. When it's stated, the same prosperity affirmation would be stated in an affirmative prayer process. It's placed into the law of growth in the universe. You declare, you put it in the law of growth by saying something like this, that every day in every way, I'm moving my consciousness into prosperity consciousness. And each day I ask the Creator to strengthen my resolve into prosperity. And I'm moving any thoughts of lack and limitation away, and I'm letting those just dissolve into nothingness. And I'm asking the Creator right now to strengthen my prosperity consciousness. And every day it is getting stronger and stronger, right as I speak, right as I think. So,
That is beautiful. And the patience, you got to have a lot of patience to even believe that that will transpire.
It does transpire, and it will transpire, and it's just a law of nature. Like, it's planting a seed that in the law of mind, in the spiritual soil of mind, let's look at it that way. If we take the thinking process that everything that we see in the physical aspects of nature, like if I would take a seed and let's say it's a seed from an apple and I plant it in my backyard, and once the seed hits the soil and the action of the seed operates on the soil and the action of the soil operates upon the seed, and all of a sudden growth starts happening, it's watered.
Mm-hmm.
And once it starts growing, it's growing under God's power. Nobody puts the power into it. It's a power that we take out of the universe, nothing we put in.
Right.
Which is the same thing on the invisible, that behind everything we see is an invisible action of nature, and it's operating in the same way, that nature reproduces itself at all levels in exactly the same way. So,
at its own time.
What's that?
I'm saying that you would say that it reproduces at its own kind. You plant the seed, but some will come and water it, and it will reproduce itself at its own kind. But the increase is what we give God the praises for, because he will give the increase. And therefore, we know it's not just one person. We've got a cooperative act going on here.
Yes, God makes the increase. We have faith and we have belief. And what faith and belief does is, once we plant our mental seed into the soil of mind, and really it's the same way that Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, he talks about auto-suggestion. You know, keep
yes.
planting the seed day after day after day. And look at how nature works. When nature creates the apple seeds, I mean, how many apples grow on the tree? You know, all of a sudden, all kinds of, you know, thousands of apples grow on the tree.
Let me ask you a question, Ed. I was introduced to Christian Science, and for some reason I thought Christian Science was the mother of all the conscious cosmos, and everything else kind of fit up under Christian Science. But I really had a rude awakening that some of the founders were different, like Science of the Mind. I realized that they were not one and the same, and that there were different founders. But nevertheless, what drew me was your book, the actual book and affirmation, because I'm one who do affirmation, and I affirm so many things because I know I'm speaking to my higher self. And what drew me to your book was these affirmations right off the page. It was just like calling me, because we were looking at other materials at Manaima's house, and I picked up your book and I couldn't put it down. And I said, who wrote this? Because Manaima's been trying to find a way to introduce Iwatelu, is what the Africans call it, good character, good conduct, to the school system. And we had a long discussion about the fact that you have to have a haven to hide it and package it in. They don't have to know it's good for them. You can put it in the pill and put it, disguise it where it's covered up, where you don't know that you're swallowing good character and good conduct until you actually digest it. And I said, the school system doesn't know what they need. And for you to come in and blatantly say you need good character, good conduct, self-esteem, they're going to blow you off, but you almost have to package it in a different way. And when I was reading your materials, I was telling her, I said, now Ed is focusing in on the group that wants to hear about motivational, positive affirmation cosmos, but the school thinks that they don't need this, so you really have to find your targeted market. And we were talking about your materials, and I asked her, I said, well, who does Ed market to? And when I talked to you, you said most of my marketing tools go specifically to spiritual groups. And Manaima and I have been going back and forth about her material and what we can do to market it. I said, you have to market it to a different group of people because they won't respect what you've written. You have got to first have a desire for righteousness and thirst up the righteousness to appreciate it, because if you don't, it will lay there in the corner. So your words just jumped off the page, and it actually affirmed what I stood for. And as I was reading it, I said, who wrote this? I need to meet this person. I like to buy some of the materials, because I'm a lecturer too, and from time to time, I like to introduce affirmations. And that's how I come across to the secular world. I call it affirmations. I don't say, here's some self-esteem, we're going to pick you up. I say affirmations. And now, before I retired, I had the whole school doing affirmations. Every morning we affirm something, and the children begin to be real, they begin to be solid in their concepts and what they believe because of affirmations. Can you tell us a little bit, Dan, what will affirmations do for you in your character down the road if you use affirmation on a daily basis?
Well, for me, I mean, I can speak for myself and people that I know that have used affirmations, that have used affirmative prayer, that have used spiritual mind treatment, and that it just brings you a greater sense of well-being. You can become healthier, you can become stronger, you get a greater mental resolve, You can become purer. You can have a greater living experience. I mean, all of those things, it's really an enrichment process. And a lot of it is, you know, we grow up and we have all kinds of different experiences growing up. And who knows?
I want to give out that phone number for the listening audience. Excuse me, Ann.
Okay.
That number here, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-478-0270. We have Ed Landberger on the line, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to come into the room and pose your questions or call in, that'd be fine. He is discussing with us affirmation and the benefit of using affirmation and affirming things in your life. It's very important that you understand that our topic here today was in reference to the heroic stage of initiation. I think it personally takes a hero to affirm anything because, guess what? You're the one that has to back it up. Therefore, you have to build up your confidence level, and affirmations will help you build up your confidence in faith, in believing what is going to happen in your life. Now, I tell people all the time that when you do a prayer is a behavior modification. And when you pray, you're sending frequency out, vibrations out, same as an affirmation, and you are asking yourself to do that what it is you normally think that you're asking God to do. Now, let me say this about Christian Science. They use affirmations for healing. They don't get on their knees and start begging God for anything. They use the affirmations and the laws and principles that God has given them and the promises, and they repeat the affirmations back to Him. It's a different form of prayer. Ed, can you help me out here? How does prayers, like in the reading room for the Christian Science, differ from the prayers of a Christian?
Well, I'm not as much versed on Christian Science, although I do know that the roots of Christian Science are really some of the same roots of the New Thought movement. And here it is that we have a connection into God simply by being here, and that even if we look at the spiritual admonition, seek ye first the kingdom, and all things shall be added to you. It's centering and grounding. It's centering in spirit. It's centering in God consciousness. And then, just like there's another spiritual admonition, ye are the light of the world, and that each human being is, in fact, just like a star out there in the cosmos, that we are shining our light, the light that we have that's shining right from us, right from God. It's shining right out from us, and it's filtered by the vibrations that that we have in our mind-body system, you know, our unique vibrations. And really the healing comes not from asking God to do anything, really, because God is giving us, God withholds nothing and delivers everything right here, right now.
So in essence, Ed, what you're saying is God has already did it. You just got to believe He's already did it.
Yes, and we make the room for God to do it. God to do God's thing, and that God is already delivering us harmony. It's just, let's get all the disharmony out of the way, and let's allow the harmony to come in a greater, grander, and more profound way.
Absolutely.
And there's
There's
a spiritual statement, cleanliness is next to godliness. And that doesn't mean just taking a shower every day and brushing your teeth. What that means is cleaning out the closets of your mind, you know, getting your mind all, you know, getting purer thoughts in mind so that more God consciousness can come into you. And as more and more, as we receive more and more of the beauty, the grandeur, the power, the strength of God, that's how we get the healing. That's how our prayers are answered right there.
When you were saying that, I was thinking, Ed, that the body may be expressing a disharmony, but at the same time, if you know that God is whole, God is complete, you can't be functioning at a level where you're broken, because there is nothing broken in God. You've just expressed a disharmony. Once you get back on track, you are whole and complete, because if you are in God, you cannot be absent of anything that would make you out of harmony. It's just the mind, and that's why you've got to constantly let the something that Christian Science is saying, mind and matter, There is no matter, only mind. And they do a lot with conditioning the mind, because most of what we see is an illusion, and we've lived in this illusion and acting as if we're in the natural. Let's talk a little bit about it, Ed. What happens when you start believing in the cosmos and new thought? What happens to this mind and matter?
Well, see, I agree with that. I mean, that before matter, there is mind. That everything that we see is on a cause and effect continuum, that everything we look at and we see out there, that's already in the law of effect. It's already there. That we are connected to the currents of cause. That when God speaks, I am, God initiates the current of cause out there, and an effect is created. So what we're really dealing with in mental healing and spiritual healing is we're dealing not with what we see, but we're going back behind all the stuff that we see, and we're dealing with the currents of cause itself. We're dealing with the first cause energy that God is bestowing unto us right through us, right here and right now. And that we place this current of God consciousness into flow right through us. And as it flows through our body and our mind-body experience, it cleanses us, it purifies us, because that's what it does, because that's what God does. God puts us out here, and God perfects and refines everything right as we think. So we want to give ourselves, you know, there's so many things that might be in our mind that are in our subconscious mind. I guess there's so many, like, let's say you've got a pure patch of grass and it's beautiful. You know, you manicured your grass and it's really beautiful. And the neighbor's got dandelions on their lawn, and the seeds blow into your lawn. And if you don't whisk those dandelion seeds out, and if you don't tend to that spot of lawn, pretty soon your lawn's going to have dandelion seeds too. And there's so much information out here that, you know, we're subjected to all of the time. It's like, what thoughts are really our thoughts? What is God really trying to tell each one of us individually? And are we moving in those footsteps? Or are we taking all this information, every Tom, Dick, and Mary's, you know, idea of something that's being tossed into our mental atmosphere? You know, are we growing somebody else's seeds? Or are we really listening? That's one of the benefits of meditation, too. Are we really listening to ourselves?
And you know what, Ed, you said a mouthful when you said that. And one of the reasons this show came about was we've gotten so hooked up into religion that we've become so indoctrinated that we don't listen to the voice of God. We don't know the voice of God. And we spend very little time communing with God. And one of the things that we wanted to do here was to open up the opportunity to get into rituals to show people that you can take personal time to reverence God and to connect to God and also acknowledge all that connects to God, so that when you want to go into a church, you don't have to wait for a pastor to lead you into communing with God. You can break out and to praise and worship at any time. You can transition yourself away from this planetorial atmosphere and go somewhere else in your spirit and slip into the gap whenever you need to, as Wayne Dyer would say, and be able to correct problems in the spirit realm, make the adjustments so that you are spending quality time in the spirit realm. And most of the young people have no idea what it means to be in the spirit realm, slipping into the gap. And I ran a room several years ago called Slipping Into the Gap, where they could come in and do meditation. People's minds were so noisy, they could not sit long periods of time. They were waiting for somebody to speak to them. And the meditation, really, for young people, has to really come into effect when you're in college. How does it affect you when you want to study and master something? You go into a trance. You put yourself into a trance, and you take that information with you that you want to master. And while you're sleeping on it and meditating, your mind is grasping this information. And when you come out of this deep sleep, that you could not do before, or the things you wanted to remember, they're now firmly planted in your mind. And we do the Tree of Life, which is done 21 days to become a master. And that's what this class is about. I had interrupted today's segment to bring Mr. Lamberger on because I thought so much of his work that I wanted to bring him on to talk about how did you write the material? What inspired you to write these aspirations? Mr. Lamberger, can you tell us?
Well, I guess what initially inspired me to write my book of Affirmative Prayer, Spiritual Mind Treatments was, I guess you might even say, kind of like almost desperation. You know, it's like, I got to do something. Because when I first started meditating, I didn't think, well, I want to meditate because that might be a good thing to do, you know, or that might be a spiritual thing to do. I thought, you know, my mind is so full of clutter. I mean, I've got to do something here. I got to be this age, and yet I'm still, you know, my mind is spinning around like there's too much information in there, and none of it is really mine. It's what is God telling me? So that's when I went into meditation, started reading more spiritual literature, and then I started to write what God was telling me through my own mind-body experience, through my connection into spirituality, not from somebody else's ideas, but, and I'm sure there's other people's ideas in here, but just listening. It becomes more of a listening process. And the writing is inspired through really listening. What is God telling me? What is God trying to tell me? Is God getting through all this clutter that's in my mind that came in there from the outside that's not even any my thinking that I shouldn't even be involved in, you know? And
well,
if you look at the...
Mr. Lamberger, sometimes we get ourselves on overload with a lot of information, and that's happening to the world now is this information to decipher. One of the things that we teach, we're trying to go and of our fathers that have not been taught. So we teach a lot about all of religion, ancient religion. We talk not only divination, understand, reading for you, and direction for you. And young people find for to come and want to understand medicine. Such a long journey in understanding all about the actual metaphysics of divination, because not only do you give a divination, you must also, the person that assisted and aided you, you must also go back and reward that person for opening up the spirit to you to show you things. And a large amount of young people, they want divinations and for the directions of their life, but they don't to honor God and making a sacrifice. And sacrifice is so honorable because sacrifice really wards off, there's a balance, a duality here. You have the good on one side and the evil on the other, and they exist in duality. As there's no such thing as you empowering a devil. You are the one with the empowerment, and if a devil shows up, that means that you've empowered him because, you know, it is not create that devil to come down and be a foe against him. So we are good and bad, but at the same time, we have to remember that they're in direction for us. They're clairvoyant. We begin our own lives. We begin to see into those of the people we love. We can see synchronicity, and we can speak to their lives and try to circumvent a problem from happening and forecast problems that might be on the way. These are things that tools that need to be taught more institutions, but they're not. They're hidden, and now we're trying to expose those secrets. And I was just wondering, with a new thought, where is a new thought were trying to give tools to their people to help them understand their purpose and direction for their life.
Well, in a way, New Thought is here when people are ready for New Thought. I don't know that New Thought does a lot of recruiting. It's when people are ready to find it. It's like almost when the student is ready, the teacher appears. New Thought comes from the, as I understand it, and this is what I believe, that there is only one power in the entire universe. That power is God. That power never operates against itself. So from that standpoint, if you look at it that way, there really is no evil, that if evil is created, it's just a current of evil as an effect. It doesn't have any power whatsoever on its own, that we give it power, just like what you said. I mean, we there's only one power. We use the power of God, and we extend it out from us. And if we have what looks like competing energies, we are we're making trespasses on somebody else's current of cause, and that nature doesn't really do that. Nature harmonizes. And that if we have something that's created that we call evil, well, we have to go back to the starting point and start a new cause current in motion. And, you know, once we change it at that level, then we can exonerate, we can ameliorate any type of evil whatsoever. It won't exist anymore. When we go back to the starting point and get a new thought and extend a new thought, that doesn't end up into an effect that what would we call.
Well, Mr. Lamberger, I think you're right on the money, and it has been such a joy to converse with you. I'm so glad that we made connection, and you know, I had to go all the way to Milwaukee to find you, but isn't it interesting because those who need to be connected, synchronicity will set in. I went there for another job, and I ended up meeting I never knew before because of a book you wrote. I'd like for you to give out that website again for my listening audience so they can go to your website, purchase your material, get your books, and certainly do go frequent his website because I'm going to go check the website. And I'd like to thank you so much, Ed, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Today has been a hectic day for me, and just coming on today was overwhelming, but I know it was meant for me to talk with you today because I've had moments like this where I had to cancel with my guests or my guests had to cancel, but I was determined to speak to you today, and even with the fact that we were, you know, chasing each other with the phone call, so I knew it was meant to be. But our main thing is we want to get your materials out there and let the people know that you are in the process of revising and let them know what your new book is going to be called. But we definitely want to go to your website, and I want you to give that out again. And we definitely want to help you purchase some of that material. So why don't you give that out for me, Mr. Lamberger?
Okay, my website is thespiritcenter.net, thespiritcenter.net. The book that Om Yinka 7 is referring to, it's called Alphabet Treats, and the revision is already there because the revision is called Affirmative Prayer A to Z, and you can get it as Alphabet Treats or you can get it as Affirmative Prayer A to Z. You just go to the website. Again, it's thespiritcenter.net, and you can pick up the book and understand everything that Om Yinka 7 is talking about. So,
Ed, will you please go ahead? Go ahead, Ed.
There's A to Z affirmative prayers. I mean, I've got affirmative prayers from, well, it's base of support, attraction, success, detachment, forgiveness. There's all different prayers, focus, abundance, magnetism. So.
Now, do you have any audio tapes as well with, you know, tracks for subliminal meditation where they can use the tracks?
I'm putting the audio together. I'm a songwriter, too, and I've written a lot of songs, and I've written a lot of spiritual and personal empowerment songs. And you can look on my website. You can find those there, too. So,
well, Ed, I'm going to be calling you again, but I would like to also know, would you please come back to us again and be on the show? We can do a show about your materials and getting more into the materials.
Yeah, I sure would like that.
Okay,
we
well, that sounds great. And we are already after the the hour here, but it's been really great to be able to bring out some concepts, and I hope the listening audience definitely will go to those websites. And listening audience, please come back and listen to this tape on demand. We have Ed Lamberger in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, and that call number is 646-478-0270. And we're getting ready to sign off, Ed, but we will definitely be in contact, and it's been great meeting you. I look forward to reading more of your work and purchasing your materials. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, please go to those websites. And if you are interested in contracting Mr. Lamberger out, he's also a great lecturer, I understand. So he is available. And when are you available for lectures? Is there any information on your website about that?
Well, my contact information is there. You can just contact me from the email and phone number on the website.
Okay, sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that Omi is going to get ready to get out of here because I'm over the limit, but I'd like to say to you, we will be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. And to you all, have a good evening and a good night. And on that note, I want to say baba booey to you, y'all. Good night. Odabo. Thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thank you.